March 3, 1929, how the divine will is always in the act of renewing what it did in the creation of man. How it contains the charming virtue. I was continuing my round in the divine fiat, and pausing in Eden, I was adoring the supreme will in the act of creating man, in order to unite myself to that union of wills which existed between creator and creature when he was created. And my highest good, Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, the creation of man was the most beautiful, the most solemn act of the whole creation. In the fullness of the ardor of our creating love, our fiat created in Adam all other creatures, and remained always in the act of creating and of renewing over each creature what we did over the first man. In fact, all of his descendants were to have their origin from him. And so, our divine volition took on the commitment, as creatures would come out to the light, to renew our outpourings of love, to put out all of our divine qualities, and to make new displays of beauties, of graces, of sanctity, of love over each one of them. So, each creature was to be a new feast for us, the well-issued one, the welcomed one, and the happy increase in the celestial family." Oh! How our divine fiat rejoiced in placing itself in the act of always having to give to the creature, and of renewing the magnificence, the sublimeness and the insuperable mastery which it was to have over each creature. But because Adam went out of our divine volition, his descendants lost the way in order to come to the first act of the creation of man. And even though our divine volition has not stopped, because when we decide to do an act, no one can move us, and therefore it remains always in the act of renewing the prodigies of creation, in spite of this, it does not find anyone over whom to renew them, and it waits with a divine firmness and patience for the creature to return into its volition in order to be able to renew its act, always an act, of being able to repeat what it did in the creation of man. And as much as it awaits everyone, it only finds its little daughter, the newborn of my divine volition, who, each day, enters into the first act of the creation of man, when our divine being made display of all our divine qualities, to make of man the little king and our inseparable son, embellishing him with all of our divine insignia, so that all might recognize him as the greatest portent of our love. My daughter, if you knew with how much love it awaits you, to make each day your little visit in that Eden in which our fiat, taken by impetus of love, took the attitude of feast in order to create man. Oh! How many acts it keeps repressed within itself! How many sighs of love suffocated! How many joys contained! How many beauties enclosed within itself, because there is no one who enters into this, its creating act, to take the unheard of goods it wants to give. And in seeing you who, in its very divine volition, have the way in order to reach into the act of the creation of man, oh! How it rejoices and feels drawn as by a powerful magnet to make itself known to creatures, so that, by making my divine will reign in their midst, they may find the way in order to reach the first act of the creation of man, so that it may no longer keep the goods it wants to give to creatures repressed within itself. Oh! If creatures knew how many new creating acts, one more beautiful than the other, my divine fiat is about to create and issue from itself to pour them upon each one of them, oh! How they would hasten to enter into my divine volition in order to begin their lives again in it and receive its infinite goods. Then, I was following the holy divine volition, and was thinking to myself, is it really true that I possess this fiat so holy? It is true that I feel I am unable to want or desire anything else, and it overflows like a sea, inside and outside of me, which envelops me completely in this divine fiat, and I feel that all other things do not belong to me. But who knows whether I truly possess it? But while I was thinking about this, my beloved Jesus added, "My daughter, the sign that a soul possesses my will is her feeling herself the dominator of herself, in such a way that her passions do not dare to move before the light of my fiat. They feel impotent to act, as if they had no life. In fact, the power and sanctity of my will knocks everything down, and over the very miseries of the human will it lays its light, its sanctity and the most beautiful flowerings, in a way as to admirably convert miseries themselves into fecund and blessed earth, which knows not how to produce thorns any more, but celestial flowers, sweet and mature fruits. And the dominion of this fortunate creature is so great, that she feels the owner of God himself, of creatures and of all created things. She has a charming virtue, such that whoever has the good of knowing her, feels so bound as to be unable to be away from her. It is the power of my fiat that, enclosed within her, charms God, who feels happy to remain enclosed in her. And it charms creatures, because they feel the balsamic fragrance of my divine fiat that brings true peace and true good into their hearts. What would some not do in order to have one word from you, which, like life, may descend into their hearts? Therefore, be attentive, and always continue your flight in my divine will.